day at the Life of the Branch, the stretch that all must make. We start a new month, and welcome to it. I'm Richard McWhite, pastor of Ridge Branch Baptist Church. It is not only a new month, a new day of celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And this month, we'll be stretching our faith in Jesus. Ridge Branch Baptist Church is located at 390 Ridge Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, just a short distance down from the AGY Manufacturing Corporation. Turn onto Ridge Branch Road, go mile and a quarter, and you'll see the church. Stop and come on in. We're excited about the church here at the branch being able to soar for Jesus in 2024. Each Sunday morning at 9:45, we have Bible study for all ages. Then we gather in the worship center at 10:30 for our time of praise, prayer, and worship and celebration of Jesus. We trust in the Lord and find strength in Him every Sunday here at the branch. Also, during the midweek on Wednesday night, we meet here at 6 p.m. in the worship center for a time of praise music, uplifting time and music with children and adults. And then we break out into Bible study in the various age groups. So I hope that you'll make Wednesday night the place for us and you here at the branch in Aiken, South Carolina. We look forward to seeing you one Sunday or one Wednesday night. May God bless you during the stretch month of April 2024. Oh, Father in heaven, we thank you, God, for the day you have given us. Help us to rejoice in it. Help us not just rejoice, help us to stretch ourselves to your calling and to your service and to the promises you made. May we stretch our minds to envelop them into our thought process and our actions that we do today. God, help us as we continue in this month of April to stretch forward in Jesus' name. Our stretch training in Christ continues day by day by our engaging in you daily and moment by moment, praying with you for our circumstances and situations, and praying for others who may find themselves in similar spots. Father, for all the hard cases out there, Father, we pray that we can stretch our influence to change their lives for you. Dear Jesus, seek those who you would seek to help us engage with them where you give us opportunity. And it's in Jesus, the holy name, we pray. Amen. We welcome you to a wonderful day at the house of Ridge Branch Baptist Church. We're enjoying the beautiful sunshine that has come after a rain of a few days, and we're enjoying the celebration of Jesus Christ being alive and His living in our lives today through His resurrection and sacrifice. We find ourselves needing a good stretch. I want you to just take a moment and keep your hands on the wheel if you're listening that way, but give me a good old stretch. Reach out way out there and stretch and enjoy that stretch. So this morning, we're going to do the concept of stretching in Jesus. Okay. Our main idea for today's message is that we stretch in Jesus. The theme is, let us turn our hearts and minds to the Word of God and seek His guidance in understanding how we can soar in 24. May we be anchored by His grace and love today as we look into God's Word in the first mention of Jesus in the Psalms and also through His interaction in the book of John. So let's get to it this morning as we continue to work and service in God's stretching through our Savior Jesus. First of all, we look at Psalms 21:4. In this, it considers the promises of the Lord as we stretch in Jesus. Listen to this. He asked you for life, and you gave it to Him. Length of days, and ever. And the promises of God are our foundation as we navigate life's challenges and changes. I don't know about you. In this past week I've lived, there's been changes happening. Changes not for the good either. It's a loss of coworker, a loss of a 14-year-old lab, you know, the loss of that memory, or at least the loss of that presence of his wonderful little head. And I especially love to rub his ears in the morning And it was quite a challenge this week to try to resolve myself. I must stretch in Jesus and carry on, because we loved that little dog. And he wasn't little, he was about a 90-pound lab. But anyway, we loved him, and he loved us. And so we were sorrowful and sad. But we take consolation in that we're stretching for Jesus no matter what challenges or difficulties may come our way. We go into Psalms 104:2, we read, The Lord wraps himself in light as with a garment. Now that's can you look at that and imagine that? To wrap yourself in a coat or a sweater and it be light. God can wrap himself in the light as if a garment. That is a marvelous feature of a promise and a solution for us, because he can light the way no matter how dark the challenges, no matter how deep the changes are. He can light the way to a safer and better future. The Lord wraps himself in light as a garment. He stretches out the heavens like a tent. He stretches light out the heavens like a tent. And you know what a tent is. It's a portable structure most of the time that covers people or things in the outdoors, a tent. And in the series I've been watching, the Chosen series, it features Jesus living in a tent as disciples roam around teaching the coming kingdom of God. And it's and the tent is a very interesting thing because it's portable. It can be translated from one century to another. It's been around forever. Militaries use it. Campers use it. Backyard enthusiasts use it. Tents are used for all kind of banquets and all kind of concerts and even crusades. And tents have been known to be very helpful when a physical structure can't be applied. So here we have the description that God himself is stretching out this light garment, the heavens, like a tent. And I envision the hard week that you may have had, the hard days that you may have, that you need something to shelter you in this heat of the moment, to shelter you in the storms of life. And imagine that God has placed a tent over you to buffet some of the dangers that came your way, to buffet some of those horrible things that would have happened if he hadn't been there, or some results of doing actions that you shouldn't have done when you did them. All that reminds me of the promises of God. And Jesus came to stretch. Just as the Lord stretches out his heaven, his promise encompasses us, providing strength and hope for our day-to-day journey. So stretching in Jesus through his promises. And then we turn to the New Testament. In our next point, stretching in Jesus through his call. Stretching in Jesus through his call. We reflect on how we can stretch in Jesus through his call upon our lives. John 21:18, Jesus says to Peter, "Verily, verily, very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Oh my, as time goes by, in other words, we are getting older by the moment, are we not? Jesus calls us to stretch beyond our comfort zones. Our comfort zones. To trust in his guidance even when the path seems unfamiliar. Have you been in some unfamiliar places this week? I sure have. And I tell you, be honest with you, I do not want to go through them again. I don't know if anybody wakes up in the morning and says, "I hope I have a bad day," or "I hope I have a death of a friend. I hope I have a serious financial issue. I hope I have a serious health issue." That is crazy, isn't it? We wake up with probably the day is full of situations we got to deal with, but The path seems unfamiliar as we haven't lived that day, and we'll find out what the day holds as we move through it. As we heed his call in the moments that we live, as we heed his call, we grow. We grow in faith, obedience, strength, and that's done, my friend, by stretching in Jesus. And the actual stretch in Jesus can be done in several different ways. But I want to mention a character I had when I was a little kid. It was called Stretch Armstrong. Stretch Armstrong was this little stretchy doll figure of a muscle man, Stretch Armstrong, and you could stretch him a good little ways. If you could see this presentation, I've got Stretch Armstrong up here. I'm stretching. It's good exercise, really. Stretching is always good exercise, but you could stretch him a long way. Do you ever feel like you being stretched beyond your ability to stretch anymore? Yes, I think you can relate to those moments in time when you have been stretched beyond your capability to manage. It may be in a family situation. It may be in a financial situation or health situation. It may be in a relationship situation. But my friend, the reason you want to know Jesus and claim his promises and stretch through his calling is to make it through those times, to survive those times. But not only to survive those times, but to be able to stretch in those times. And when you're stretching, that helps you to strengthen yourself for the challenges you're facing and will face for the tomorrow you never have lived. So, stretching in Jesus through his promises and stretching in Jesus through his call. And thirdly and finally, stretching in Jesus through his strength. Through his strength. We consider how we can stretch in Jesus through his strength. The Lord equips us with the strength to face each day, to overcome obstacles and to soar in his grace. Soar like the eagle in his grace. Soar on the thermals of the air in his grace. And how to get lifted up? By is to read God's word and to pray with him often. Be lifted up by doing that today. Philippians 4:13 declares this, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. When we lean on Jesus and rely on his power, we find the courage to stretch beyond our limitations and to embrace his abundant blessings. So, dear friends, may we remember that stretching in Jesus is not a solitary endeavor, but a journey of faith and surrender. Let me encourage you to get into a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church and enjoy some stretching time with fellow people who are sojourning along the way. We, of course, welcome you here at the Ridge Branch Church anytime you come. Let us hold fast to his promises, heed a call upon our lives, and draw strength from his presence as we soar in 24. May our hearts be filled with gratitude for the Lord's faithfulness and love. If you want to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior and Lord, you simply have to believe that he is Jesus the Messiah, the one who died for your sins and rose again on the third day, God's only Son. Salvation is simple. Confess and believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God. If you'd like to do that today, would you pray this prayer with me? Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as Savior. Right, way to stretch it. If you did that prayer and you believe truly, we'd like to know of the good news. Would you go to redsbranch.org and on the landing page out there, fill out the form recording your decision so we can rejoice with you. You can also rededicate your life and also join perhaps a great work here at the branch in the Aiken, South Carolina area. We'd love to hear from you. You can also mail us at the following address with a prayer need, praise report, or perhaps a gift to the ministry. Reds Branch Baptist Church, 390 Reds Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. Again, that address is Reds Branch Baptist Church, 390 Reds Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. Thank you, and may you continue to stretch for Jesus this month of April.
Thank you for listening.